What we see with this white paper is really sharing best practices, and this is really the key point. We see sharing these best practices, which draw on the experiences across the government as well as insights from the private sector and vendors, so that each CIO and CIO in the agencies across the government, they don't have to reinvent the wheel, and we can more efficiently and effectively transition to the cloud.
Now, how fixed is this guidance, or can people comment on it, or will you revise it, or is this a version 1.0, in other words?
No, it's a really great question, powerful point. I mean, we see this as version 1.0. I mean, I think as agencies continue to migrate to the cloud under the cloud-first policy, we'll see a greater number of examples in the cloud, more complexity. And so we'll have more data for more lessons learned, and we'll use that data to refine the document. So again, this is the beginning, not the end, and we're open to comments from all stakeholders, be they government, industry, or Congress. And I do believe to that end, we're going to have up on CAO.gov by the end of the week a place where the public can give us feedback on this initial version of the paper.
We're also speaking with Matt Goodrich, the FedRAMP Program Manager for Federal Cloud Computing Initiative at the Office of Citizen Service and Innovative Technologies at GSA, and Allison Stanton, Director of eDiscovery in the Office of the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Division. And I wanted to ask you two about some of the highlights that are found in this guidance. What will agencies encounter first? Matt, why don't you take a stab at that?
Sure. To really harp on what Scott's been saying, you know, over the last year to year and a half of the Cloud First policy, there's been a lot of federal agencies who've really embraced this policy and pushed forward in the charge to move to the cloud. And so with this paper, the administration really wanted to develop these lessons learned from these early adopters and find out what was working, what wasn't working, and give some really tactical guidance to agencies in moving forward. So we really tried to use a two-tier approach in creating this white paper, and the first being using members of the CIO and CAO councils. The Office of Management and Budget reviewed about 15 cloud computing contracts across the federal government in a non-attribution way. And so this is where we really tried to use those lessons learned from these early adopters and review these contracts to really look at the contract terms, establish a baseline, and identify themes across these contracts. So we went out and interviewed project managers and contracting officers because they're the ones who really are dealing with these contracts on a daily basis and wanted to ask them what's working with it, what isn't working, and how they addressed a bunch of various issues through the contract and wanted to see what issues are covered, which ones were not, which ones they wish could have been in there. And then at the same time, while this was going on over at OMB and through the CIO and CAO councils, a grassroots group of federal employees began forming together to form the Federal Cloud Compliance Committee, which is something Allison can talk a little bit more about.
Right. What we were seeing really on the legal and compliance side in the federal government was the need to get those key stakeholders, those from the cybersecurity, privacy, e-discovery, procurement, records, FOIA, and IT communities together to proactively find ways of both educating agencies on legal compliance for when you're shifting your IT systems, as well as developing some practical guidance to help agencies evaluate their legal and strategic needs when moving to the cloud. So this group began last year and has really been doing a lot of good work to help education, but most importantly, to really focus on developing the practical guidance that you see in this paper. And in partnering with OMB and GSA, the CIO and CAO councils, to put together this proactive guide for agencies to use.
And Ms. Stanton, it's fair to say that e-discovery in particular is one of the big challenges for legal entities of all stripes, a federal or private entity or anywhere, getting e-discovery out of cloud facilities.
That's correct. And one of the reasons why in particular, you know, we were interested in this was there's a lot of potential utility and cost savings, specifically taking e-discovery as an example, as agencies move to migrate their systems, let's say, for, you know, email to the cloud. In moving an agency that may have 15 to 20 different email systems that one would have to search for e-discovery, and then transitioning that to just one cloud platform. And we have already started to see in some of the agencies great utility and cost savings in actually being able to search for e-discovery purposes just using that one cloud platform as opposed to the old way.
And getting back to Scott Renda at OMB, what's the time frame for all of this when cloud will be something people can just dial up and say, sign me up?
Sure. So it's a great question. I think as we talked about, the cloud first policy requires agencies to default to safe and secure and reliable cloud solutions when they exist. And again, under the IT reform plan, agencies successfully migrated 40 services to the cloud last December 2011, and we expect them to migrate an additional 39 by June 2012, which that is the anniversary for IT reform. Again, that's June 9, 2012.
One of the important pieces that we saw in developing this paper is that you really need to have the different stakeholder groups at the agencies involved at the beginning and not just have IT or not just have legal try and procure these services. It really is a partnership, and the paper focuses on those 10 different specific areas to make sure you have everyone at the table so you get the most efficiency out of that procurement and transition.
And Matt Goodrich at GSA, how does an agency know when it's ready internally to move to the cloud?
I mean, I think the agency needs to really look at their services, and part of the paper discusses really that first step of selecting a cloud service, and that's really where the agency needs to see what their unique need is and whether or not that type of data is appropriate for the cloud, and then what type of delivery model or deployment model also the cloud would make sense for that need. So it depends on if the user that they're looking to service is an end user, then they might be more appropriate to go to a cloud-based solution like software as a service. Or if it's really network administrators, then it could be more around the infrastructure or platform. So part of the paper really does help agencies move to that decision framework of when is the cloud appropriate and when, what point in time should I be really analyzing this need and seeing if the cloud is right for it.
Okay, and Scott Renda of OMB, who in an agency should read this besides the CIO, the guidance that you have all published?
It's a great question, Tom. Again, just to reinforce what Matt and Allison have been saying, it's key that, you know, as we think about buying cloud, it's really a multidisciplinary issue across agencies. So it's not just the CIO. It's going to be business owners, mission owners, acquisition communities, procurement officials, and across the board, whether it's a legal counsel, a records officer, a FOIA officer, things like. I think one of the huge takeaways is you have people who have had roles such as perhaps someone in a general counsel's office who may have, if you take it as an example, take the e-discovery. Well, in the past, they were just, you know, their normal role was not to initially use the cloud solution. Now they're also a customer of the solution, so they have to be involved in the process in the beginning just to ensure that as we migrate to the cloud, we do it in a safe and secure and reliable way.